What country did this car from?
It no longer exists, but take her for a test drive, and you'll agree. Zagreb Zlotik je.
Hello, and welcome to Put 'Em in H, a Die Hard Simpsons podcast. My name is Terry.
My name is Andy.
Andy, how the heck?
Very well, Terry, very well. And how are you?
I too am well.
Good to hear it.
It's been 3 days since you looked at me.
I don't know what's been going on in the last like 2 days since I've last spoken to you.
You know how we love to put our cards on the table. So we're going a Sunday, Wednesday record this week, folks. We're banking up these episodes.
Yeah. Stocking our nuts for winter. No.
Stuffing our stockings.
Whatever. Yeah.
Has anything happened in the last couple of days with you?
No. Well, you may notice that I look a bit different here. Now, yes. Not because of my appearance, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. But I am on a different device here.
Yeah. What room are you in?
I am on that glorious, you know, that glorious Mac that was in the studio?
Yes. Nicked it?
It's in my house now. Wow. I bloody nicked it. Because I'm after getting a...
Tony Sr., if you're listening to this...
Don't tell him.
Misappropriation.
The one I got in work, you wouldn't believe how fast it is. And it's like, where it would normally take me like an hour and a half to export like a video file after I've edited it, takes about 10 minutes on this thing. So there was no need for the Mac. Everyone in work hated the Mac except for me. So I was like, well, you know, I can get some stuff done at home. I can get some editing done there. And
just take it, whatever.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I was looking at it.
Lifestyles of the rich and famous over here, huh?
It's not what you know, it's who you're related to.
Meanwhile, the rest of us are like making vodka from a potato over here.
What's been going on with you, friend?
Not much. I have just... it's been, like you say, 3 days. I tell you what, I watched a bit of wrestling. How about that?
Ooh, okay. Do dish.
But it's not your WWE friend. Oh, no.
What is it? The AEW? Watching,
you know it. All Elite. AEW. They had...
Is there a chant in there?
Yeah. AEW.
So who have they got? What's been going on?
So they had a pay-per-view called Winter is Coming. And I'm going to give spoilers for this pay-per-view. This is they have 4 pay-per-views a year. So they have 4 big pay-per-views. And then they have like their show AEW Dynamite. But then they have like a special edition of Dynamite. So they'll have like, they have one called Fighter Fest, you know, as opposed to Fire Fest. And it's themed like that. And like Winter is Coming was like their winter show. And they had a mega main event between Jon Moxley, a.k.a. Dean Ambrose, and Kenny Omega, who is...
Kenny Omega.
He's an unbelievably good wrestler. Like he's been in like Japan. He's the main guy in Japan for years.
One of those guys.
Well, he's Canadian, but like he's fucking... Oh. Deadly, like unbelievably good.
How is Dean Ambrose doing?
He was the world champ for like fucking 200 and something days. So like he's been,
unreal.
Yeah. But he beat Jericho for it, and then like he has been kind of like their like Stone Cold anti-hero type guy.
Oh, right.
But they did a thing where there was an old screw job, and Kenny Omega took the title because like they had, I don't know, do you remember TNA wrestling?
I do. I never watched that either really. Yeah.
They've rebranded as Impact Wrestling, and they did a whole story.
Oh, is that them?
Yeah. So they did a whole story where it was like a guy on commentary who's like an Impact executive vice president has been Kenny Omega's close friend for years. He'd worked in Japan, and like he helped Kenny Omega screw Moxley. And then, but then it was like, we'll explain it all on Tuesday. And they're like, Dynamite's on Wednesday. And it's like, no, Impact. So like they had like the AEW champion appear on Impact Wrestling.
So they do to see shit like that.
They're
going
doing this whole like and the cross promotional thing. I think it's pretty much every other company apart from WWE are all working together. And really? WWE is just
that's
like
great.
Their island off there that like are terrible at the moment. And everybody else like seems to be like AEW have a big advantage because they're owned by the guys who own the Jacksonville Jaguars. So they have an American football stadium.
Oh,
it's
great.
Outdoor venue, so they can have fans as well.
Tell me what's better about AEW than WWE.
Long-term storytelling, for one thing. So, like,
okay,
they did a story there for, like, you know, 6 months, maybe to a year, where it's, like, tag team champions, then they split up and they're against each other and stuff like that. But it's not like, oh, we're bored of this one. Okay, now you're a completely different character, you know,
yeah.
That kind of stuff. It's just very organic. And like the wrestling is better by and large.
It seems kind of like it sounds like not like the Attitude Era, because honestly, I actually think that the Attitude Era is, I'm looking back on kind of with kind of rose tinted glasses there. When I actually go back and watch it, like it's not actually as good as I remember it to be.
Like
obviously, there's some unreal moments, but by and large, you know,
when we did our little thing there, it was like you'd be picking out like two matches on the card that were like really good. Majority of the time,
like,
they involved
it was always, like,
Austin
the main...
and Kurt Angle, like, you know.
Yeah, like, whatever the main storyline was always good. But everything, a lot of things underneath that was just kind of, like,
yeah, and
whatever. Like.
They kind of always said that about, like, WWE and the Attitude Era. Like, their main events were really good, but their mid-card was fairly terrible. And
yeah.
WCW had, like, loaded brilliant mid-card talent, great matches. Their main events were shite because it was like Hulk Hogan.
That's true, actually.
Was in the main event.
Yeah,
Hulk Hogan
Kevin Nash and shit.
The Warrior. Yeah, exactly. Like Goldberg.
No,
like, you know, pure spectacle.
Goldberg. It was mad when I was watching that Undertaker documentary when he was going to fight Goldberg
in Saudi.
And, like, yeah, and I just remember thinking, like, what? Like, it seems like such a mismatch, and it didn't seem to be. Didn't need to go down well. Yeah, it's all
pure money. But the guys—they
had some match.
In Saudi, like, they're like, we watched wrestling in the 90s. How about you bring your 90s guys over, and we'll pay you all the money. Like, so, like, they brought like Michaels out of retirement to like fight in a tag match.
Him, Triple H fought like Undertaker and Kane.
Yeah,
and by all accounts, it was
awful.
An absolute shit show.
Kane's
they were even talking about like it went so bad. Yeah,
off,
Kane's wig
like,
came off.
You know.
Ugh.
Yeah, but anyway. No, I would say I am itching to get another wrestling corner, but an All Elite wrestling corner.
I'd be up for that.
Yeah, because very good.
Once I
and like
figure out where to
it's
watch
fucking
it.
Brutal as well. Like it's bloody as hell.
Do they do chair shots to the head?
They did do one on one of their first shows, and it was like no. Like, it was a full-on, like, whack to Cody Rhodes. He was busted open, and everybody was like, you can't do that anymore. Like, you really can't. And your man who did it worked it into an angle. He was, like, calling himself the chairman, Sean Spears, which I thought was very good. But, like,
brilliant.
They were just kind of saying, look, it's not cool, you know?
No, it's not cool
and
nowadays.
No, like, there have been enough concussion-related stuff done. But, like, they do other things where it's, like, literally, like I watched one there. It was like Dustin Rhodes and some other guy against these guys, the Butcher and the Blade. And they had like a bunkhouse match. It was like because his dad used to always do the bunkhouse match, and it was just like
what's a bunkhouse?
It's
match?
Like bales of hay around the place and stuff like that. Like it's a real like throwback to like 80s.
Yeah,
but like by the end of it, it's just like. Everybody's busted up to fuck. Like
I just find even watching back on it, like all those blood scenes, it actually takes away from it for me now when I'm watching it. You know what I mean? I remember thinking at the time, oh, it was great, loads of blood and all this sort of stuff. And now when I'm watching it, I'm always just kind of like, ugh, get a towel and wipe that off.
No, yeah. I think when it's a hard hitting match, like when it's not completely like okay,
if it furthers the story.
No, but even like if it's not like. He ran him into a post and then, like, he's clearly down with a blade.
Yeah.
You know, like...
yeah.
Oh, he's a bloody mess.
Yeah, and always, it's always when they come back, like, and he's busted up, actually.
Yeah.
Like, oh,
like,
is
he's down, lying down, his head in his arms. But oh, no, it was a very good show. Even all right. Like Sting,
I'll give it a go.
Sting appeared at it, no less.
I'll give it a go in spite of that.
I don't know. Look, it was a big moment because it was like the first time he'd been on TNT since WCW went out of business.
All right.
So I was like, it's Sting! And JR is commentating. So, you know.
Okay, well, now you have me.
How about
you? Why didn't you start with that?
What are you
Not much. What have you got there?
Why? Thank you for asking, Andy.
I hope it tastes just as bad as last one.
You know what? The last one wasn't too bad, but I'm a bit skeptical about this one. It is a...
This is why I'm here.
Idaho 7 Smash IPA from the White Hag Brewing Company.
Okay.
Let's give it a look.
Great. Let me see it.
I'll show it to you when I'm finished fucking pouring, all right? Give me a minute.
Okay. Gee, I can't see anything. not a great head on that. If I may say. And I should know a thing or two about pouring good points.
Giving great head.
Could have gone several ways with that. Just drink it anyway.
It smells good.
Okay. Yes!
I'm not so sure about it.
Come on! That's why I'm here. Have another sip.
Maybe the second sip. Here we go. Union is the unification of two more things for a common purpose. SMASH stands for Single Malt and Single Hop. Our Union Smash series looks to expose our fans to some of the exciting hop varieties we use here in our brewery. Each beer consists of one malt, Irish ale malt, and one hop. In this instance, we're showcasing Idaho 7, giving aroma of flavors of juicy tropical fruit and citrus. Think apricot,
energy
orange,
source per 100 grams, 74 protein, 1.5
grams. Black
tea,
that's what the fucking thing is. That's the taste
black
there.
Black tea.
Big notes of resiny pine and hints of black tea. Blah.
There you go. It's like you're in the forest.
Well, I'm in it now. I've got to drink this fucking thing, don't
Brilliant.
I?
Brilliant.
I don't
Listen,
have another beer.
I've got
beer.
Nothing.
I don't have another beer.
Brilliant. Excellent. I look forward to seeing that wince on your face every time you swallow it.
Oh, no.
That's the look. That's the look I'm looking for.
That's the look.
Terry, I'm not gonna lie to you. I've got absolutely nothing going on. So can I just
plow
into the? Can I please talk to you about The Simpsons, Terry?
Sure.
Now, in particular, if I may, can I talk to you about the 13th episode of The Simpsons 7th season, Two Bad Neighbors?
Bar.
Written by Ken Keeler and directed by Wes Archer. It was inspired by the animosity towards the show by the Bushes from earlier in the series run, which I just think is really interesting. I actually completely forgot about that whole thing.
More
so,
like the Waltons, less like the Simpsons.
Yeah, exactly. And apparently in the October 1990 edition of People, Barbara Bush called the Simpsons the dumbest thing she'd ever seen, which led to the writers sending a letter to Bush where they posed as Marge Simpson. Bush immediately sent a reply in which she apologized.
Well,
so
they make her like kind of a sweetheart in this episode, so that's kind of interesting.
Yeah,
they took the high road.
Like,
with
she's
her,
like the redeeming.
Yeah.
Yeah, and she's if anything
George.
Insulted them more. So yeah, as I said, he said more like the Waltons and less like the Simpsons. And I can't believe I completely forgot about that whole thing. I remember that separately, but I never put it together with this episode for some reason.
Well, it's a very interesting, like, it's almost like this is you're kind of seeing the scales kind of tip a little bit. Like, it's a very sitcom-y presence, first of all.
Yeah.
It's like, the president moves into the neighborhood this week on The Simpsons, you know? Like,
I know.
But they get
Who's Homer's new neighbor? Former President George Bush.
But they get the balance on the right side of it, I think, like, you know?
I think so. I mean... Yeah, I mean, well...
We'll save it for getting into it, I guess.
Yeah. The last thing, Bill Oakley came up with the idea 2 years before production began, got the inspiration after the feud between the Bushes and the family. and they assigned Ken Keeler to write it. Oakley said that Bill Clinton had been president for 2 years at the point when the episode went into production, so the feud had faded off into oblivion. The staff therefore thought it would be funny if the two parties encountered each other again. Which is, I think, funny. But Oakley stresses it's not a political attack, it's a personal attack.
I asked you this before. Do you follow Bill Oakley on Twitter?
I think I do on the podcast page, but I don't browse too much on that one.
He's a big like food guy. That's his thing now. Like burgers. Yeah, he does, like, food
actually on Instagram I follow him and he does. Yeah, he reviews like fast food.
Yeah, good for him, huh?
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Living the dream.
Absolutely. Like
the last thing I'll say
from getting fat.
I'll wash myself
with a rag on a stick.
The episode features the first appearance of Disco Stew.
Sure does.
I'm sure you remember. Who I think it's mad that he became a recurring character. It seems like such a one-note gag in this episode. Yeah. It's mad that he went on to have like a shelf life.
Yeah, and like when they use him again originally, it kind of works.
It does. Know? It's like weird that it does work.
They use him at discos, you know, for lack of...
Yeah.
You know, or like...
He's the sort of town, like, hey, everything's cool, sort of.
Yeah, like, he's their, you know, kind of Fonz, I guess he becomes, almost, like. You
know? He was originally designed as a withered old John Travolta-esque figure and was to be voiced by repeat guest star Phil Hartman.
Yeah.
But when the animators remodeled the character, Hartman was not available to dub the voice, and so Hank Azaria took the role.
Yeah, I mean...
Interesting.
Yeah. Looks like.
I wonder how it would have been with Phil Hartman doing it. I mean, it would have been great.
Yeah, it's always great, but like, it's hard to think of it now, I think. Like, you know, it's so ingrained as Homer, you know.
Now, I'm going to figure something out here. There are numerous references to events in George W. Bush's presidency, such as the vomiting incident at a Japanese banquet.
So I'm
looking at a still shot here.
Did he get sick?
Attending a banquet hosted by the Prime Minister, he fainted after vomiting in Miyazawa, the Prime Minister, in his lap. Doctors have since attributed the incident to a case of acute gastroenteritis.
I just think of, like, is that like the Naked Gun do something like that as well? They do
this would have been in 92. Yeah. Was Naked Gun after that?
Naked Gun was like 91 and then the sequels were like 92, 93, I think. They like
it did say it was spoofed in the comedy film Hot Shots Part 2. So
that's maybe that's what I'm thinking of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Same kind of movie.
I remember being ridiculously hungover in Thailand after a full moon party, and like just wherever we were staying, they had like a common room, and the TV they had like Hot Shots Part 2, and I was like, oh, it's like a great warm movie. Blanket. I was like, oh, I needed this, like, you know. Oh.
It's the perfect thing to watch.
Oh, it's so good, you know.
Well, listen, that's all I've got, Terry. Unless you have anything you'd like to add.
I do not. Shall we?
Okay, then.
Get into it,
please. My first note is immediately loving it.
Yeah.
The sandcastle building preview. I just love. I mean, I'm already like, the scene is set. Homer's just sitting. It's like a lazy. Was it like Saturday? A Saturday afternoon? Yeah. And the bit that made me laugh hard was, and there's one thing we're all talking about, and that is the absence of Mark Rodden. Oh wait, there he is.
But I love, like, it's the like bikini girls, you know, dune buggies, daredevil surfers. Like, ordinarily this beach would be swarming with them, but not today. Oh no, they've been cleared out to make way for the painstaking sand preparation.
I just love the two guys' voices as well. Yeah. Delivering the news is perfect.
They just do that so well. They do that anchor so well. Like, you know,
like. It almost takes more effort for them to mess it up. Like, they get it so spot on every time. Like, I'm already laughing as soon as I'm hearing the voice, before I even know what they're saying. As soon as I'm hearing that tone of voice, I'm already laughing.
I had a big smile on my face when Homer is just like walking around Evergreen Terrace with, like, you know, his
beer can.
Yeah, but like, just in general, I was just like, this is like, I feel like I can't quite put my finger on it. Like, I feel like
it's kind of like something you would do.
I'm in it, though. You know what I mean? I'm like, I want to see where Homer... I want to see more of this. I want to see just Homer walking around in his everyday life, you know?
Yeah, and I'd like, love to just see an episode of Homer. That's a great idea for an episode, actually. Just have Homer just walking around, and bumping
like,
into people.
Yeah, and like, you know, each person could have like a little story.
Yeah.
You know?
One thing I noticed was just that he's walking around with a beer can.
Yeah.
Like he's that guy in the neighborhood.
It's Saturday, you know. He's the king. You're the king, Homer. I did notice that like Apu lives in the neighborhood. In the future time, then maybe he moved. Who knows? Maybe he sold his house. He lives in those apartments.
Oh yeah.
You know.
So, his times got tough.
I did like the like him and his like T-Bird. Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
I'd be absolutely furious about where he's like, you know,
straight up. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and I did like the squishy scene where he's explaining that the squishy machine is whatever broken.
Yeah.
The whole quickie mart is just green.
And like the two guys in the scuba suits.
Yeah. Jimbo just comes down, robs the beer. Yeah. But like, and this is one thing, like, straight away, and I always remember thinking it, and The Simpsons do this a lot, or I suppose cartoons do it a lot, where it's like, where is this house, this Bin. Huge house, yeah. come from? Like, it's right across the street. But the gag where Homer's like, too big to buy a house here, snobby.
He's like, big like, shot. Yelling at. Yeah, the guy who doesn't live here. Marge trying to get rid of her junk is great, because, and I was looking at all the little Easter eggs around the back. So they had like the Simpson and Son revitalizing tonic.
I noticed that.
They had the Mary Worth phone. Did you notice that?
Yeah. The I Didn't Do It t-shirts.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. But the whole Ayatollah. Like, come in, he died years ago. He's like, but it works on any Ayatollah. Ayatollah Nakbahadid. Ayatollah Zahedi, even as we speak. Ayatollah Rosmada and his cadre of fanatics are consolidating their power. Like, what was he talking about, you know?
I was just going to say, like, I don't get that at all.
But it's just like right-wing, you know, fear-mongering almost, that it's like these people in Afghanistan or whatever the fuck, like, you know, the Middle East. Like, well, yeah, they have no effect on, like, Evergreen Terrace.
Yeah, until Homer is still insisting.
Until they do.
Well, this is it, isn't it?
Yeah. I just watched an episode of Big Mouth where they did an episode, a very special 9/11 episode, it was called.
Yeah.
And you know the coach Dave, my guy.
Yeah.
It's like his birthday is 9/11, but he doesn't realize what happened on 9/11.
It's a good premise.
Yeah. So he's like real happy. He's like, I can't believe we're going to a museum for my birthday.
I always like those sort of like, not that I like 9/11 gags, but the one in Curb where it's like someone died on 9/11, but like it was completely unrelated. Like just the concept of it, like that's what Curb is great for. Just you're already laughing at the concept of the episode.
The same as the Survivor episode, where it was like, he's like a survivor from the Holocaust camp. No, he was on Survivor. Yeah. I'm a survivor, Larry.
And then Homer, well, first of all, Principal Skinner, how's that drink going down?
Fucking awful.
Yes.
I'm
sorry.
Tell you that, folks, stay away from this. Smash IPA.
Get out of here.
Ugh. Yeah.
Smash IPA. Avoid it, folks.
But yeah.
Skinner where he's looking to buy that tie rack. It's awfully loud. And Marge just rips the motor out. It's like, well, now the ties are motionless. The ones at the back are virtually inaccessible. And he's like, I think I'll take a look around. Like, this is obviously his like negotiation tactic. He leaves but immediately comes back. Have you sold that tie rack yet?
It's like, it's a moot point. He only has one tie anyway.
Yeah.
I also love, I don't know why, it was just so, I was laughing when I was like, what do we got here, Mrs. Glick? It's like, it's a candy dish, Ned. $90. Yeah. Like, I guess you could put a lot. No, just candy. $90.
Yeah. And the fact that the audio is kind of like distorted. Like,
I love
so
it.
Close to the mic. $90.
Yeah.
And I don't know why I always laugh at Carl, where he's like, "You're the king, Homer."
I love it. Like, but like, even I love the guy that's
king of the neighborhood.
That's with Disco Stu, and he's like, "Stu, you should buy that."
Yeah. And one thing, like, I don't know if it's just Mo, but where Homer's selling that Ayatollah T-shirt,
of course,
like,
I was like,
"Who wants to?"
I was like, "Who's gonna buy it?" Mo. Of course, it's Mo. Like, right here.
It's the way it's so emphatic, where he's like, it's like, "Who wants to stick it to him right here?"
He's like, of course, the most xenophobic man in the neighborhood. Yeah. Like,
"Well, for only $5, you could suck it to him in style
right here.
And for the man who has everything, a Tyrek motor."
"I'll take that."
"Hey, big spender, dig this blender. Rainbow suspenders, hey, big spender.
We surrender.
Spend some dough at table three." "Thank you, neighbors, thank you. Now let's give it up for table five. Table five, table five, table five."
Wiggum with the keytar.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know why. Like, it's just perfect. It's just perfect, like him
it's
being
he's,
the one.
He's so big, and the keytar is so small.
And it's his hands, like, are so kind of chubby as well. Like,
it shouldn't work.
And like, "We surrender."
Yeah.
"Spin some dough with table three."
But then when it kicks right into
table five,
like, Stu's dancing is brilliant. And I love it's like Homer's clearly getting a taste for it now. Yeah. So when Bush and his goons like drive by and everyone's distracted, he's like, "Everyone turn around and pay attention to me."
Yeah, like, and it's such a good premise for, like, that's why he doesn't like Bush.
Yeah,
is that like
something so like
he stole my thunder, you know, he just moved in.
And what I was wondering was why, like, when he says former President George Bush, and they're like, "Oh," and then they all start clapping. Like, they're just standing there clapping at him.
Yeah. Well, the fact that they're all looking at him, and like he's like, he has to say, like, "Former President George Bush."
Former President George Bush. So when the Flanders come over to the Bushes, then, like, one line that did get me where Bush is like, "I don't understand lemonade myself, not my forte."
Is it, who's doing the voice of Bush here? Did you have that in your notes? Is it like the same as,
sure do,
is it Flanders?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Who did voice Bush? It's, well, whoever voices Smithers.
So, Hank Azaria?
Yeah.
I guess. I don't know. It wasn't a guest star. I'm just surprised that, like, they didn't get Dana Carvey or somebody. You know, like,
that they didn't use that role. Although, could you do, like, Dana Carvey doing...
That's what, well, he was.
Or is that what he does?
That he, on Saturday Night Live, that was his thing, like, you know. And then they brought him back when it was like Will Ferrell was Junior. It would be Dana Carvey. Oh, right. The two of them would have, like, a, you know, the double act.
Okay.
I went to see Will Ferrell off Broadway doing "You're Welcome, America," his George Bush thing.
How was it?
It was good. It was funny. But it was just like a tiny little, like, a little black box theater, like, really small.
That's so cool.
It was like him, and it's just like him talking to the audience as George Bush in character for the whole thing. It was good.
It sounds like a good time.
Yeah, like, it was
just close to Will Ferrell.
Yeah, exactly. Like, seeing Will Ferrell, like, in concert, for that
be crazy.
Of
yeah,
you know. First of all, how he gets into the flow of Flanders speak so easily.
Yeah. Like, Adley doodly yourself there, neighbor.
Yeah, fine and dandy, like sour candy.
Great scene as well, where Todd is like, there's one little boy you should look out for. He's a bad little boy.
Yeah.
I was like, don't scare the president. And then the way Bart just slowly skates, like just staring with this blank expression.
And I love how they bring it back in, I don't know if it's this season or next season, with like Lester.
Yeah.
I wish they went further with Lester and Eliza, I have to say. Like, thanks to two little kids. Let's get up here, Lester.
I wonder, are they any relation to the baby with the one eyebrow?
Baby Gerald? That'd be interesting. Yeah.
You know? Bizarro Simpson.
Go on.
I was going to say, the great line of Homer in the hammock. First of all, when is there ever a hammock outside his house?
Homer!
Again, more...
Oh, well, when he faked his death, he was in the hammock as well. If you don't...
I guess he just tied it to a tree out the front. Sort of a mobile
thing. Yeah, I guess... Oh, yeah, because he's normally in the back garden, I guess. You're right there,
where he's like, sounds like he's barking up the wrong bush.
Yeah.
And like, it's just the delivery of his next one where he's like, the smartest thing you'll ever say and nobody heard it.
Yeah. Like, and I love how they go into Dennis the Menace mode for the next, like, third or whatever, a quarter of this episode where it's like, hello, it's full Dennis the Menace. Mr. Bush.
I was only watching the... remake Dennis the Menace there recently, the one with Christopher Lloyd. And I was like, I was watching it with Joni, and like, he was loving the Walter Matthau Dennis, but Christopher Lloyd's character is,
it's something weird as well, like it's fucking I'm gonna look
it up. It was kind of one of those things where like it's almost not like appropriate for it to watch, because this character is so fucking like grotesque.
I forgot how fucking exactly, like he is mental looking for a kid.
He's
I guess so menacing
for but I mean, kids movies were very different. Switchblade Sam, he takes that kid's apple, like sticks the knife in it, like just eats it and walks away. Straight away Johnny's like, he stole it. I was like, yeah,
you don't do that. Is Marty McFly's mom the mom?
Yes, I believe so. Yeah, she is actually. My next note here is breakfast balls, question mark. I don't know what it was in reference to.
They sound great, like.
What's a breakfast ball?
I guess it's like, it's just a play on, you know, the whole McDonald's only serve breakfast till 11:30. Oh, right. That whole scene in Big Daddy. Just giving a breakfast.
I like the fact where he's like, Bush is at the drive-thru. He's like, what kind of stew do you have?
Oh, I love stew. At 11 in the morning, like,
hey, Jake.
What I don't like is like how they think it's okay to be like, go sort this guy out, and he just like,
please pop your hood, sir.
Yeah, and like Homer, in fairness, does it for some reason, but like, he's just like, okay, I'm gonna break your car. See you later. Like,
one thing that I did laugh at was when Bart starts to hang out with George Bush reluctantly on his part, but
George?
He's like, and he's like, you're not president. Yes, I am.
I no,
you're not.
That. Bar.
He does not have any time.
Hey, what's this? Like, and he's like, that's an electric car, children. Don't go near it. Oh.
But they only give you so many packs.
I did love that. Like, he's like, he's like, yes, I am. He's like, you have to be president, and you're not president.
And then, but the scene where with the memoir is probably my favorite scene in the episode. It's like straight away where he's like,
and since I'd achieved all my goals as president in one term, there was no need for a second. The end. Good memoirs. Good, not great.
I always use good memoirs, not great.
Good.
Like, you know, I like do that all for time. Anything, like good podcast. Good, not great.
Good, not great. And when Bart comes in, for some reason the line made me laugh where he's like, now don't upset the desk there.
Don't want to horse around with, hey, what's this do? Don't you pull that cord. And like just the cut outside, the silhouette You know,
I love that. So yeah, really good. And the fact that the thing stops and Bart gives like another kick to start it back up again.
And then it stops again and it's the light bulb that falls on it that kicks it off the third time. He's like, not the memoirs. Don't even think about it. Not gonna happen. And then... Homer's reaction. Bart gets spanked. Well, Homer's reaction. Like, and he spanked you? You? Bart Simpson?
One thing I liked about that, though, was that Bart's face when he got spanked was just that sort of like slightly like furrowed brow, like, what?
Yeah, what is this?
And then he's walking home, and then like he kind of walks into camera, and then the next scene is Homer is really close with the exact same expression, with that like one furrowed brow. It's like, he spanked you? I just don't know why that's so funny. How's that drink going down? Folks, every time Terry takes a drink of this, his face, it's so sad.
I'm almost there. One third of the way left.
It's the risk you run with those IPAs, with this IPA shtick.
This was not a good one, folks. I did like Homer's like, first Bush invades my home turf. Then he takes my pals. Then he makes fun of the way I talk. Probably. Now he steals my right to raise a disobedient, smart galaxy son. Well, that's it. And like, just how like he's so brazen. He goes up to the security, he's like,
hey, Bush! Get out here!
Excuse me, sir, where are you going?
I'm going to punch George Bush in the face.
Okay, is he expecting you?
You owe me an apology!
Hey, you owe me an apology. If you were any kind of a father, you'd have disciplined that boy a long time ago.
You want to step back, sir? You're trampling the flowers.
Ooh! Hiding behind your goons, eh, Bush? Oh! Well, you are a wimp!
Wimp, am I? Agent Johnson, Agent Hite, human stand down. All right, mister. You want trouble, you're gonna get trouble.
Oh, I want trouble, all right.
Then you're gonna get trouble.
No, you're gonna get trouble.
Oh, that's good. That's good, because I want trouble.
Then we're agreed there'll be trouble.
Oh, yeah. Lots of trouble.
Trouble it is.
For you.
Don't!
One line that I actually use all the time in my everyday, when Homer and Bush are squaring up to each other, where it's like, there's going to be trouble.
Oh, I want trouble. And all this. All right.
I use that all the time where I'm like, oh, that's good. That's good because I want trouble.
Then we're agreed. There'll be trouble.
Trouble it is.
For you.
The fact that Homer like stops to admit defeat, like if that was real, he would just keep walking. Yeah. But the fact that he's he thinks, damn it, he got me.
And I just love how it is like, where first of all, like Bush is like rolling up his arms and it's like, oh, like he's ready to fucking, he seems like he's ready to go, and like just like you say, he's like, oh, I want trouble. Right, then you're gonna get trouble. No, you're gonna get trouble. Oh, that's good, because I want trouble.
Oh, that's good. That's good, because I want
lots of trouble.
And then, the next scene when Bart and Homer are looking through the blinds, love that scene. I don't know why, I just love something different about the house, like that, the fact that there's blinds downstairs. But when they're looking through, Homer's like, he's like, it's time to hit him where he lives. Bart's like, his house?
That's like that's the last part. That's the with the locust.
Oh, is it?
The first part is like the bottle rockets. And George Bush is doing toe touches by an open window.
Yeah.
And
brilliant.
Then you get George Bush's prank. It's like, Hibbert's like, are you saying you and Barbara are bad neighbors?
Yeah.
Like, not me.
No, the boy.
Not me and Bard, it's them. Who? Me and Bard? No, the man. What's the name of his boy? The boy is named Bart. I don't know the name of the man. Bar, what's the name of the man?
I'm not getting involved, George.
I love Barbara Bush in this episode.
Yeah, she's great.
She's so good. Like, oh, George. I'm the fact not that he's getting like, involved, George.
Yeah, I mean, like when she says that, he's like, he's just defeated. I thought the sign was clear. Yeah, I guess I'll just take it down.
And then this whole bit where it's like, yoo-hoo. It's your sons, George Bush Jr. and Jeb Bush. Come outside, Dad. And he's like, oh, good. The boys are here. They'll help me think of a plan to get those Simpsons.
And she's the fact that, like, they go up in the sky and he's like, he's like, where are you going?
But, like, Barbara is just so level-headed. He's like, They probably just want a letter of recommendation, George.
I love Brian.
Where are you going?
Like, what do you think's happening? Like? Yeah. But when he's at the
the Elks convention,
and like the guy just staring at him in the front row, like everyone's just sitting normal, and this one guy is like wide eyed, just like.
Keeping in mind that I already explained about my hair, and like, I love how the little touch of like, well, he can't go with an afro. You know, he can't go with a rainbow afro. So he's tried to do a job on it, and it just looks terrible. Like,
makes it even better. Like, and he digs up there, or he messes up their lawn by just doing donuts in their front garden.
It's time to hit him where he lives.
I like the fact they're all just it's time to hit him where he lives. Bingo.
I love Marge. She's like, he must be lost. Like Homer's like, he's not lost.
Yeah. And then when they're down the sewer, and he very like agile, like just takes the thing off and just jumps down. It's like, hey, turkey's behind you.
But even the fact that he's like to himself, he's so happy with himself. First of all, like, arrest him, like call the cops, like you definitely get him arrested for like destruction of property. He's like, I can't decide if this will be considered feisty or crazy. You know, like, he's so happy with himself.
And he's like, if he thinks George Bush won't go down the sewer.
He don't know George.
George Bush.
He's like, tell him to apologize for destroying my memoirs. Like, you didn't tell me he destroyed your memoirs. Yeah. And like, in another show, that would be like the resolution. And then this time, he's just like, like.
Yeah, never. Yeah. Great fight scene between them and the
again, another like classic Homer fight scene. Like,
yeah, that's exactly what it is. Homer is throwing the gunk. Homer always like uses. Like,
he's a dirty fighter. Really, he's great. Like,
yeah, he's a very dirty fighter. Like running up the wall
to fall and then on
getting
top
to the top just to fall on top.
It's like splatting, fucking like Vader shit. Like, you know, the most agile big man in the business.
Exactly.
You know,
Chris Farley levels. Yeah, Homer's got.
And like Barbara and Marge, I think like they kind of missed not having a bit more of these two together.
I would have liked to have seen more. I did enjoy them being the voice of reason.
Yeah.
Would have liked a bit more reason, you know.
And like, just like, they're having tea, and they seem like so matched together.
Yeah,
you know.
And then when they come out of the sewer, and your man, what was it, Gorbachev?
Noriega.
Noriega.
Oh no, Gorbachev. Mikhail Gorbachev. Sorry. Yeah.
Okay. Good. Yeah. But when they're fighting, and Barr is like, apologize, and he's like, we can't show any weakness in front of the Russians.
Yeah.
And but first of all, the way she's like.
George.
Well, yeah.
But even before that, where he's like, here's a little something we learned in CIA. And he has like the piano wire. It's like, oh, you're going to like kill him? Like,
in front of his son?
Yeah. Like, and even like Gorbachev, he's like, I dropped by with present for warming of house. Instead, I find you grappling with local oaf.
But the little talk in Russian that he does with his driver after Bush apologizes.
I always thought it, and for some reason, it's like, you know, he says it in Russian, but I was like, in my head, I'm like translating it to English, and like, I always was like, Newsnight would not want to miss this or something, you know, as in like, if if the media got word of what is going on, like, I don't know why, it just always happens.
It's,
like,
it's mad. It's mad, I was going to say, how your brain does that. I remember we were watching, me and Kerry were watching like one of those UFC embedded, do you remember? Like,
yeah.
They used to have those on YouTube. And it was like, Joanna Jędrzejczyk against Shevchenko. And Joanna said something so badass, whatever, as they were being separated. It was something really cool. But it was in Polish, like, but like we could read the subtitles. I remember talking to Kerry about it like a week later, and she's like, it would have been so much more badass if she had delivered that line in Polish. I was like, she did, but in her memory had switched it to English. Yeah. Like, she heard her voice in English. It's mad how your brain just does that.
Yeah. And like, looking at it now, and even looking at this time, like, I know it's just Russian, but like, when I was younger or whatever, it was like, you know.
I think it's even funnier that
it's Russian.
That we don't know.
Yeah, 100%.
It's like speaking Russian. Yeah.
And then the two of them laugh. Like, yeah. I love Homer, how he's just not content.
Yeah.
He's like, in your face, like, Bush.
Now apologize for the text hike.
Yeah. So then Barbara is like leaving, she's very apologetic, leaving.
Yeah, just, this town just brought out the worst in Joey.
And he's like, argh.
He's all disheveled in the car, like,
and then I absolutely love how they end it with like Marge's like, bye bye, and then
yeah,
another truck comes in, is like
another president, yeah, immediately.
Like, my name is Jerry later. Ford, and I love Homer's line. We go, former president Gerald Ford,
yeah.
Put her there.
Yeah. And look, exactly the reaction he should have given, yeah. Bush. Like,
well, I guess the whole thing of it is like Bush was such an unlikable president. Like, yeah. You know, he's and one he term.
The Homer's kind of on the money.
Yeah, and like the fact that like Ford is like, do you like football? Do you like nachos? Well, why don't you come over and watch the game and we'll have nachos and then some beer.
Brilliant.
And then
he's like Homer's double almost, yeah. Like they both fall at the same time. Plus I love the sky in that scene as, yeah. Well, it's all like, I love a different sky there.
And like,
but
I love how they call back to it in the Grimes episode. It's like him and Gerald, the picture of him,
oh, right.
Gerald Ford drinking.
It's funny when you stack up all the stuff that they've done, how it is just,
yeah, well, that, like,
that's what was so funny about that Frank Grimes.
It's like, he's like, you've been this, you have been to space? Sure.
Yeah.
You've never been?
Yeah. Beside his Grammy, like.
Yeah.
But that's the episode.
That's, yeah. I, like, it kind of, like, really ratchets up at the end. I was like, oh, we're at the end. As soon as the prank starts, it seems like it's over.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah. Yeah, very quick, like.
Shall we get into ratings?
Please.
We want you to tell us what you think and be honest, because no one from the show is here spying on you.
Let me ask you something, Mr. Scientist.
Mr. Scientist.
What did you think of it?
I thoroughly enjoyed it, I have to say. Like, it's just, it's just a funny episode, like, you know.
It's,
and like,
very funny.
Like, it's, like I say, it... It doesn't quite jump the shark. Like, it's very, like, the premise is very sitcom-y. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But they get the balance just right. And, like, it's a good satire of Bush. But it's also, like I say, just has a lot of really big laughs. Like,
yeah.
It's a very self-contained story. It's literally just the rivalry between the two men. But I love the little bit of, like, filling out of the area, the background, whatever you want to call it, like, you know,
yeah,
the little bit of the neighborhood you see at the start really made me smile, you know. Yeah. Like that kind of, I like I say,
it gives you a sense of like the community of Springfield, yeah, or something.
I want more of it, like, you know.
Yeah.
Or I would have even liked a bit more of other people interacting, like that scene where he's like with Hibbert and Flanders, like, who, me and Maud? Like, yeah. I would have liked a few more scenes of those, but I know obviously they, yeah, have time constraints. But
it's a shame this episode wasn't like a 30-minute.
Yeah, episode, like, give me, I mean, like 8 minutes extra or something like that. Like,
yeah,
you know,
yeah, exactly.
Because it's just very, very funny.
Yeah,
like Homer's on top form, Bart is on top form. Like,
they all are. Even, Bush, like, Marge is kind of funny.
Marge has been silently killing it this season, I have to say. Yeah. Like, you know,
I never knew Marge to be such a silent assassin.
Yeah, she's just been really good.
Like, yeah. Can I ask your MVP, Terry?
It's going to be Bush, I think.
Yeah.
Just because he's...
he's great.
Like, you know, he's like an evil Flanders. You know what I mean? Like, he looks evil. Like,
he is.
Like, he kind of seems to stand for the same values as Flanders, but not really. Like, you know, and it's kind of... Yeah,
on the surface he's very Flanders.
Yeah, like, but he's also like Bart says it, like he's awful grumpy, and like, yes, he is awful grumpy, you know.
Yeah.
So yeah.
What about your rating, Terry?
I'm gonna give this an 8.9. I really, really liked it. Like, You know what? Make it a 9. Make it an even 9. Ooh, make it an even 9.
Now it's a party.
Yeah. Just, I don't know. What was last week? Last week was...
Team Homer.
Oh, yeah. And that was one that I was like, yeah, you know, yeah. It's a classic. But then I was like a bit like...
I thought you were quite generous, to be honest.
Os on it. Like, you know, I was still for good. I had a lot of laughs at it. But this one, I had so many big belly laughs. Like,
yeah. With it, like, I was the same. To be honest, I can't really argue with any of that. I love the fact that most of the episode is sort of contained within, like, just those two houses.
It's the two driveways, like
back and forth. Yeah. Yeah, I love that. I mean, obviously the fact that it's got Bush in it is a special episode vibe. But even if that was just some other character, I think it would still have that special vibe because of that. Like,
you know what it kind of reminds me of? Do you ever see that movie, The Burbs, with Tom Hanks?
Yes.
Yeah, and that kind love of, it. Like, you know...
Yeah, it is kind of very similar.
Like, actually. That, like, what's going on over there with that weird guy, you know? Yeah. Or like, I don't like that guy, you know? Like,
yeah, and talking and conspiring.
Yeah, and you know, like...
Neighborhood conspiring.
Man, I gotta watch The Burbs again.
I'd love to watch The Burbs again. We should do some sort of episode on that.
Yeah, man.
What's so great
about Joe Dante?
I don't know who that is.
That's the director. He did Gremlins, Gremlins 2.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well... Now I'm sold.
Yeah.
I'm also going to give it a 9. I'm also going to give... You know what? I'm going to give my MVP to Homer.
Yeah. It's one of two, isn't it? It's one of two. And, like, Homer is killing it as well.
It was so funny. It was one of the funniest episodes, I think, of, like, since we started doing the podcast, in terms of how much it actually made me laugh. Yeah. And this is one of the very, very few that actually exceeded...
Yes.
Already good memory of it.
I knew it was good coming in, and then it was like...
Yeah, it did not disappoint. Not if anything, yeah, I underrated it. Terry, if I may, can we get our plugs in, please?
Sure.
Where can they find us?
Why don't you tell me, Andy?
Instagram, Twitter, at Put It In H Podcast. You can find links to all we do on our Instagram bio. You can email us at putitinhpod@gmail.com.
Any emails lately?
What else? I haven't checked, to be honest.
Why don't you give it a quick check there while I'm plugging the old Patreon? Okay. We're really good at this social media thing, aren't we? Yeah, so, as I mentioned, you can get us over on Patreon, Put It In H Pod. We are creating podcasts, apparently. It's
Put It In H.
Just Put It In H?
Yeah.
I can never get it right. So. Can't I go 2 minutes without pulling the Cantwell?
We said we wouldn't call it that.
But over there, for the low, low fee of $5 dues a month, you get 4 episodes. You get 2 of our patented...
No emails.
What?
No emails.
Unbelievable. You get 2 of our patented... Sons of... 2 of our patented sister podcast, What's So Great About. And then you get a couple of bonus episodes... There, a
couple of bonusodes, if you will.
Yeah, so we're going to do them on a variety of topics. What's so great about we're doing the MCU, and we're coming up to the very end of it. So we're recording Captain Marvel, and then we got 2 more after that.
Yes, I feel in a nutshell, folks, I feel like our best stuff is on the Patreon.
It's all...
So if you like this and you want more better stuff, oh dear.
Uh oh. Now look, I'm not wrapping this up. I'm not going up. She'll have to sort herself out. This is the new thing. This is the new thing. Tough dad.
I like it.
Hold on 1 second.
Okay.
What we do in this situation is.
Well, I think we've kind of
yes.
Oh, covered everything. So yes. That's everything. Oh, give us 5 stars, please.
I need those stars. I need those.
He needs them.
Yeah, I need them. I need them.
So,
Chris Kendall, give me your, you know, you can be my Chris Kendall. Just give me 5 stars. That's all. I'll tell you what I want.
Doesn't even cost it.
As Chris Kendall. 5 stars from me.
5 stars.
I know, you know, it's not in the spirit of things and stuff, but give me the fucking 5 stars.
Yeah, it's Christmas.
Yeah.
You sons of...
Anyway.
But... apart from all that, thank you very much for being with us and for listening. And we have, I think, we're going to do The Simpsons movie in a couple of weeks for Christmas.
Pump the brakes there, kid. I got to talk to you off mic for that.
Okay. Goodbye.